Hi guys, welcome back to the Vineyard Podcast, your weekly dose of fun, of laughter, of banter, and a whole lot of realness. Nimeipata?
Yes, you have.
It sounds like a rap.
Perfect.
Yeah. Hey. I was just about to be
I thought that if we craft something that is sort of a sing-along, it's easier to remember.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a brainchild behind that tagline.
Thank you.
Yeah, we are so glad to be back on your screens on yet another Wednesday. We hope you're excited. You're looking forward to the conversation. But before we get right into that, we, the three of us, had an idea, and we want to bring it to you as our Vineyard viewers. We want to shoot an episode answering your dilemmas, answering your questions, anything. It can be as personal as a situation you're going through, and maybe you would like to hear what we think, what we would advise, or even anything that you've wondered along your journey of getting to know God, and would just like it to be addressed. So, check in the description box below for this video, you will see our Instagram handles for Hope, for myself, Sonia, and for Timo. Feel free to slide in our DMs and text anything, text any feedback, any question you would have. We will keep we'll keep it anonymous. We will not, when we are going through the questions and we're answering them here. Yes. We will not say who you are, but we can definitely assure you this is a safe space for you. I think that's going to be a fun episode to shoot. We're looking forward to interact more with you guys and just know what areas you would like us to talk about and what questions you would have that maybe you've never had somebody to ask. We are here as your sisters and brother.
Hoping you can trust us with your dilemmas.
With your dilemmas. We're looking forward to that episode. From as soon as you see this one, just start DMing us and then we will schedule when we can shoot that episode. Mm-hmm. All right, straight to today's episode. So for today, we are discussing a bit of, I don't even know what to say about it. They are very closely related. Morality versus true Christianity. Like, first of all, we're going to look at, is there a difference? And before we even go too far, I want to read a definition. May I believe I'm a scientist? I'm a doctor.
Define
so
the term.
I believe we define things so that we know what we are talking about when we are getting into this topic. So morality, according to Mr. Google, is or are the principles concerning the distinction between right and wrong or good and bad behavior. So right or wrong, good or bad. So I want us to start off the conversation here. And I know Madam Wakili in the house will definitely have a lot to say today. So do you believe morality is inherently tied to somebody's religious beliefs? I know us, we are all Christians. Mm-hmm. But do you believe morality and your beliefs are independent or they are tied or do they influence one another? Well, however you want to approach. And then Kingori, soon after, watch out to pay Wakili time. A shine! I'm a soma, Imaneno.
It's taking me back to my social foundations of law. And I think one of the questions a budding, burgeoning young lawyer grapples with is the difference between law and morality and the standing in the in-between. But I think right now it's not law vis-a-vis morality, it's morality vis-a-vis true Christianity.
Yes.
And when I look at morality, the question you've asked me, so that I don't veer off too far, is the question that you've asked me is morality inherently tied to religion?
Yes.
My answer is no. Mm-hmm. And that I will draw from the fact that morality, some religions will prescribe certain code of conduct on how you can live and some of the things that you do, but that is not necessarily the SI unit for every other person that is not in that context of morality.
Okay.
So should a person who is without that community, that religion, also subject to that morality? That is the question I would ask. Mm. And so why I say no is because you will find that there are also atheists who subscribe to no particular religion.
Yes.
But they believe in the concept of right and
wrong.
So
they have a moral compass, even if it's not. Yeah.
So I'd say that morality does not stem from religion.
Yes.
But morality stems from different convictions.
Yes.
That is what I
Thank you for that very legal perspective. You've created, there's no room for doubt with understanding what morality is. Now to us laymen in the... even I'm very lay in terms of understanding those legal things. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Kingori? In terms of morality. Yeah.
For me, I'll say I agree. Morality is inherently. Inherently. I think it's in inherently where tied to your religion, because yes. I do think from where I stand, religion, because I'm Christian,
yeah.
Okay, let me use other religions for the example.
Yeah.
I do when you look at Buddhists, when you look at Muslims,
yeah.
Their morality is foundationally grounded on their faith.
Yes.
See, so there are certain things they're willing to do, and there are certain ways they're willing to go because of just one thing.
Yes.
This is the faith I subscribe to. And morally speaking,
yeah.
it's something that is detested in my culture, in my religion.
Yeah.
That's why I'll say they are tied together. And also, when morality becomes something innate, maybe I'm, but that's what I got.
Uh-huh.
Morality is a bit innate. It's not yeah. something that... Like, for example, murder. No one needs to tell you do not murder.
Yeah.
Everyone knows there's something about life that's precious.
That's why there's the
you
law.
See? So, yeah.
Telling us outrightly.
Yes, yes, uh-huh. yes. So I'll say, for me, I think it should be back to it, something that is morality, because people change.
yeah.
And cultures change.
Yeah.
You see? And sadly, nowadays, culture influences religion.
Mm.
So mm-hmm. when it changes, so does the morality behind it change.
Okay, yeah. nice. Now, I want us to bring it a bit closer home,
mm-hmm.
all right?
Mm-hmm.
On a more personal basis, for each of you, whoever wants to go first can go first. For you now, you mm-hmm. people are Christians.
Mm-hmm.
How has your faith, your Christianity, influenced your moral code?
Mm-hmm.
Now you as Hope,
mm-hmm.
now not in the general
uh-huh.
perspective. How has your faith, your Christianity, this thing that we profess called this faith,
mm-hmm.
how has it influenced your own morality, your own, how you make your decisions in terms of what is right or wrong? Do
mm-hmm.
you feel that it has had an impact?
I think as a Christian, mm. there's something in law that we call the grand norm. And that means the foundation
mm.
of what everything else is built on. Say,
yes.
for instance, if it were, we were to talk about legal terms, just to make it a little bit easier to understand.
Yes.
In Kenya, the constitution is like our grand norm
mm.
because everything else stems from it. If any other act of parliament deviates from what is encapsulated in the constitution, then that which is in the acts of parliament is contrary to the constitution and therefore
yeah.
it is not
mm.
It's not legal.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So that is what I take my Christianity as.
Mm-hmm.
It is my grand norm. Because
mm.
it is informed by the word of God.
Mm.
It is informed
mm.
by the life and the works of Jesus.
Mm.
It has had a great influence in my life and it still does today. Because I know I should not fornicate. Opportunities for that to happen have been many,
mm.
but I yeah. thank the Lord that he has given me strength not to do that.
And
not
morally, that is not like wrong.
Morally,
is it?
Morally, it is morals also. Because to, what is it called? To sleep with somebody who is not my husband before marriage is wrong.
But that's right? As a Christian.
As a Christian.
So for
because that's my grand norm.
Okay.
You see where I'm
but
tying it to?
Morally, adultery is not frowned upon by the constitution. I mean, is it?
Yes, it is, because it's a ground
even
for
better.
Divorce.
Oh,
it is frowned upon.
But like, okay, we would say in traditional, in traditional,
in traditional, it is not counted as adultery because they are all deemed to be your wife.
Because you can have, yeah,
the issue of contention.
So for them, it's not a morality issue.
Exactly.
But for
mm-hmm.
us, it would be a morality mm-hmm.
That's
issue.
The thing. That's why morality
is subjective.
Not, yes, morality is not standard.
Yeah.
Morality is not standard. It varies. From
mm.
different contexts, different religions, different people. That's why I said that it stems from a lot of conviction,
mm.
inner conviction. And just like you rightly mm. said, people change. So
mm.
they influence even the convictions which are changing.
So what can be
so
moral to me
is
can be immoral.
Like, say, for instance, if
yeah.
I can give something in law, what is it called? To we do not punish... an example will come, but there's some there's
yeah.
something that is... wrong. There's something that is a crime,
yeah,
but it's not is it a sin?
Yeah.
It'll come. That
okay.
example will come.
Yeah, it will come, yeah.
But as I was answering,
yes,
everything that I do is influenced by the Bible. And I think a recent example is on one time. So there was a time beforehand I had gone Dunda.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I said,
Bashment.
I did not like that. Yeah, Dunda, yes, thank you, son. Dunda means going out to sherehe and enjoying.
Twindy.
Yeah, to dance and to, you know, have fun. And I've said this a couple of times. I love dancing. I think I've said it in so many episodes. Mm.
Yes.
So
now they know that
I had gone dancing. The context and the place where I went to, even if I what I thought I was doing was not wrong, yeah. but I thought that the environment in general was wrong.
Yeah.
And I told myself, Miss Yoni nikienda tena. But then very recently again, I went.
Yes.
I was invited. I really love to dance. I was invited and they were doing a feature on a genre of music that I really love. And so it was a concert that was happening. I was like, I was invited to go. In my head, I was thinking, yes, you do love to dance. You don't see anything wrong with dancing. But the place where you're supposed to be going is the problem.
Yeah. So the dancing is not the problem.
Dancing is not the problem.
That's a moral dilemma.
But you know, where you're going
yeah.
is what the problem is.
Yeah.
Did Hope go? She absolutely did.
Yes.
She absolutely
did. All right. Carry on.
You're seeing. So even if I was going there, I was dancing, sat at the table with my friends, sipping our Del Montes, but everybody else around us is not sipping Del Montes.
Something stronger.
Is doing something stronger.
Yes.
Is dancing way weirdly than we are.
Yes.
As I am doing all of this, I am very conscious of the fact that there's a voice inside my head that is asking me, where unaona hii kiwa sawa?
Yeah. Kweli.
Tujambia tu kweli. Even if the people who are coming to speak to me, funny enough, I am a Christian and I cannot hide it wherever I am.
Yes. Yes.
It slips through your pores.
The Lord will make us an example. Even where I was at, people were coming to speak to me and I was telling them, I am a Christian.
Nimeokoka.
So when we are having conversation, in fact, it moves to evangelism because I'm asking them, do you go to church?
Yeah.
Do you go to church?
Yeah.
Are you serving in ministry?
Yes. Mm.
But the context where we are at,
it was someone's birthday that turned to a chance to reach out.
But in essence, hata nikienda huko, nilikuwa nimeenda na akili ya ku evangelize.
No.
Not really. No. The opportunity presented itself.
It presented itself.
But you didn't go there.
You are going to celebrate somewhere.
Yeah.
So I think that is, when it comes to morality, the Bible is my standard.
Yes.
But at
it's
the
your
same
grand
time,
norm.
It's my grand norm.
That's what so, I'm going to be using. It sounds so, you know, it sounds so educated, you know? Nimeenda institution of higher learning. Yes. Kingori, tell me, now I'm going to write on what she has said. Have you had any moral dilemma? Like, has what she has explained is a moral dilemma? And how did you handle the decision making process after that?
I think I'll a few examples. One would be, as guys, we like to watch ball, but the best places to watch ball are never someone's house or
niba kuna screen.
and it, the energy, the atmosphere is giving. And you know what, normally we order like 3 sodas and 2 fries.
Yes.
And we are like 8.
Hey, broke me.
Tuambia tuatumia kaka kitu ambacho kila mtu akule.
Kila mtu akule fries.
No, okay. Actually. Okay, carry
on. So it brings the dilemma of there's nothing wrong about
there's
going to watch football.
There's nothing inherently wrong.
Yes. And either way, even when I'm there, the only thing I'm doing is I'm watching football.
Yes.
But on the other hand, the environment and what I stand for do not see eye to eye.
Mm-hmm. But there's a conflict, a clash.
More often than not, where do I watch ball?
Uko.
Mm-hmm. Uko. Yeah. Yeah. You're appealing. Another one would be mbona nakoje kipotea. Shwa.
Niseme yangu, yako ikifika. I think for me, when I was thinking of a moral dilemma, there's a... I'm saying when I was in campus, like it was 10 years ago. Nani last year too. But one of the years when I was, I don't know, third year, fourth year, I can't remember. Mm-hmm. Many of my friends throw their birthday parties, just again, very similarly, in clubs.
Uh-huh.
If I love you so much, I want to show up for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I really used to ask myself, because of course we are serving in ministry and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that I'm not going there to do anything. But if the wrong person, if the right person sees me at the wrong place, it's a mess. So I remember really thinking, I'm like, it's like, for example, let me just use you. Mm-hmm. If you decide to throw a birthday party and I want to show up and be there for you, like it really conflicted within me.
Mm-hmm.
I end up deciding to go. So,
I think after this we will all be called.
Then your moral dilemmas are leaning towards.
It's like we all went to there. Yeah. So I ended up going. It was me and just one other of my, somebody who is very, very close to me. Mm-hmm. Then I'm sitting there again, the environment. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, I will have absolutely nothing to say, no way to defend myself. Mm-hmm. Because fine, I'm sitting here, I'm drinking like my soft drink or a mocktail or something like that. Mm-hmm. But it's not.
Yeah.
It's not giving. And I remember that same person, a close friend of mine, it's not even anybody from church. Mm-hmm. They called me out. I think I needed that. And I was told, where God has placed you right now, you can't afford. Mm-hmm. You can't have, in the name of, just explain to the people that you love and they should be able to understand. That this, like you said, this place is a direct conflict with what.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not wrong, morally wrong, for you to have your birthday. That's not what we are saying. But as for me and my grand norm, which is
the Bible.
Yes, the word of God. Unikubali.
Nikubali tu.
Unipe ruhusa.
In a field, Nikama, we have really failed in our, when we were faced with the
the moral dilemma.
Do we have success stories? At least over time, at least we decided, yeah, and we...
I think still on the ball issue,
yes.
Nowadays we choose restaurants over bars.
Nowadays, nice.
Like the World Cup, we had so many alternatives to go to pubs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To come, you know, it's what at Tungay Mall, they have a place where we can watch in a restaurant and we watch there. Mm-hmm. And it was absolutely
amazing. It was wonderful.
Amazing.
Yes.
And the beauty is you're at ease because... Why am I here? Why am I here? Then you remember, it's my friend, I'm not doing anything wrong. On a Friday and after a few minutes,
Because you know, I went a step further actually to put on a mask. And you know, in fact, I think that confirmed to me that, you know, in all honesty, this thing is conflicting my spirit.
Yeah.
Even because if I was not conflicted, I'd be very okay.
Then that's how you are generally.
You know.
We seem to have a mask.
Mimi mimi mnanijua mimi nakwanga very, by the way, you know. But
and you're dressed so nicely. Then a mask.
And you know, when I was there, I was looking like a serious church girl because, hey, everybody's coming at me and they're asking me, why do you have a mask on? I tell them, because I'm a church girl.
Whoa.
I went to get the drink at the counter. I went to the counter to get my Del Monte and then I asked the guy who was selling and he said, I asked him, do you have face masks? Because I did not have one initially. And he was like, why do you need one?
I told him, incognito.
Pastor. I told him, I am a pastor. He started laughing. And he's like, pastor, kwani kukua pa kuna ubaya gani? Nikamwambia, kwa sababu sitaki kuungusha testimony.
Yeah, kuangusha kondo.
Mwenye labda alikuwa na struggle, lakini yuko pale ananionanga. Alafu kidogo ananiona the same context na yeye hapo anasema, hey, kama mchungaji.
Kaende.
You know? So me, I know I'm not doing wrong. Even if I'm in this setting.
Yes.
But the setting is entirely wrong because there's somebody who's there that aneza tegeka. So here I am going through troubles of getting, and then he goes ahead to give me chupanye. Yani I'm taking Del Monte, lakini ananipatia kikombe imeandikwa Guinness.
Then you quit Apple.
If a question, if somebody took stories, and then I'm a picture.
Yeah, you see hope passing by.
It was Del Monte I was drinking using a glass.
There's no way.
By the time we hear that,
see what jinga bwana. You know? And so I thought to myself, this is something that I really, really do struggle with. Because I know I like to dance. I really know I like this genre of music.
Yes,
I like to dance.
Yes.
But where to get it?
Is this
a problem? Because it would stumble people. It would be a problem to my fellow brethren.
Yes.
But I have a success story of one thing.
Yes.
So there was one time I went out with my friends. And then one of my really, really good friends got alcohol, got a cocktail, and she was really praising it.
Yeah.
And then she was like, you would want to try it? No, go ahead, you can sip.
Yeah.
You can sip. I was really proud of myself for the resilience of just saying
No. Like, it's a no from me.
I was like, no, it's just something little. It'll not do anything to you. And I recognize that, but I said, no.
We don't do that over here.
I am not sipping it. So at least that's one of my success
stories. Yeah. I think my success story, it's very short.
Mm-hmm.
From that day that incident happened, and I'm so happy. I feel so nice. my friends don't even, they learned that that's not my scene.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't even waste their time inviting me because they already know I'll just give you a very polite no.
Even non-graduation.
Yeah, you remember?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Like, we are there taking the soup, matumbo.
We finished my graduation party and like the shoshos and bukas that we are. Tukaweka jiko.
Actually.
Na tukaka hadi midnight. Tukikunywa chai na matumbo na ngwashe.
Zilisla.
Yes, yes.
But anyway, yeah.
Maybe I can add one more for you guys.
Yes.
There's a place they go to have meat.
Yes.
And from their stories, they say they usually order. It's brought, they eat it,
yes,
in the car.
Yeah, because it's called Kukubahati, guys. Don't knock it before you try it. That thing slaps.
That thing is,
but because it's sold in a bar, mm-hmm, we literally order it from the car outside.
Mm-hmm.
Ilete inje.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go and eat it in the house.
Mm-hmm.
So you make the active steps.
Mm-hmm.
I want us to wrap up the episode, but we can't close. I just ask one question, answer it. As briefly, not necessarily briefly.
I don't know why Sonia always does this to us. Every time she's the one leading an episode, I am always in apprehension because she will just do something.
Yeah. And she never shares.
No,
she always, this is the topic.
Have I not shared?
What are you going to ask us?
Ask the question.
Okay. Hata mnapendanga kupea watu advice hadi ya marriage. Mlikuwa mnapea watu advice na kuna mtu hapa hata kwa hiyo institution. Anyway, my question is, how would you handle somebody with a different moral standing from yours? Because we have seen that, like you said, it's not inherently tied to your religious beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
So what may be moral to you, maybe moral you get.
Yes.
Your standings may be different. So in love, in what, how do you handle somebody, of course, through the lens of our faith,
mm-hmm,
that has a different moral standing from you? We'll just go between the two of you, whoever wants to start, and then I will tell the viewers, see you next.
Mimi niko na view nakaya pastor. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Psalms 1:1 says, blessed is the man who does not walk
in the counsel of the wicked,
nor stands in the way of sinners,
nor sit in the seat of scoffers.
I think there's a, and we had this conversation was had some few days back. The difference between having close intimacy with someone in certain spheres,
yes,
and the difference between just being acquainted in an area.
Yes.
So when we clash with morals, we'll forever be acquainted to each other.
You've never been close,
yeah,
intimacy.
Because everything you want to do, or most of the things you want to do, I cannot do.
Yeah.
And the things I want us to do together, you find it a bit, it lacks,
yeah,
it lacks
yeah,
a spark. No, I wouldn't say boring. It lacks a spark.
It's stimulating.
It's come very fun.
11 p.m.
So for me, I'll use that lens of, let me not be the person who, in trying to not be seen as too Christian,
yeah,
I end up conforming.
Yes.
So let me just be acquainted to you, and maybe in due time you shall see my point of view. But I won't brush off. Okay, you want to go and do that? I'll tell you, this is why I'm not going to do it. At least I'll give you the explanation as to why I'm not doing it. Secret to me, uja ma apende kuja from zetu. No. Says he come back because one, start to come testing, but also two, the my stance is this and this and this and this.
Yes.
Yes.
Beautiful. Mm. Nice.
What comes to my mind is,
yes,
true communion cannot exist where morality differs.
Mm.
Two cannot work together unless
they agree. Yeah.
Exactly that.
And I think if you genuinely call somebody your friend, you would not be silent when you know they're in the wrong and you are silent about it. You will constantly have to speak. It's not them being in the wrong that is usually the problem.
Yes.
It's the fact that you will always feel the need,
yeah,
to tell them about it.
Yes.
Because you love them. And I think that is where the dilemma comes in.
Yeah.
Because now you would feel as though, I don't want to lose you, I'll be quiet. But it will constantly plague the plague. Why? Plague.
Today we are having issues.
We're having problems.
Why am I not after magic?
We're having problems. Hey, cannot even believe that's me. Cannot believe my eyes. You will be plagued by the fact that you constantly feel the need, because you feel as though your silence is acquiescence, and it's what will lead them to the ambition.
Yes.
And then again,
exactly,
if you are constantly having to go over this issue over and over again, over and over again.
Are you a child that
and
every single time I come
here? Their independence. Like,
independence.
Don't project your decisions and your
onto
morality
me.
Onto me.
Onto me. So I'm thinking that.
Yeah.
And it And it bothers my heart because yes. I know that is the truth. Mm. But then again, there are people we just really like, but we are so different.
Yes. We'll never hang out.
Yeah.
We are so different. There are people we really like, but we are so different. And you're wondering, is the connection we have true or not true?
Yeah.
Because we are so different.
Mm.
So different.
You know. So different. So I think I am in a dilemma, but I think what the word of the Lord says is a true communion.
Mm. Morality has to align.
Together. Yeah. Two cannot walk
unless
together
unless you agree. But we handle one another in love.
Yes.
Mm. It's just distance. Love.
Yes. From a distance.
Love from a bit of a distance. Thank you so much, guys. You make me proud. That has been us this week. We hope you have learned something. Question yourself even in that area. Mm. Where do your morals lie? Your morality? Where are you at that stage? How do you handle the people who have differing moral standing from you? Remember, of course, everything must be done in love. And yeah, we are excited to see what you engage with us in the comments below. And we will see you next week. And remember to send us the dilemmas for the
yes, 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 yes.
Take care and see you next week on the Vineyard Podcast.
See
Bye.
You.
Bye-bye.